Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Welcome back, Kid Nation. A lot of people are trending. Hashtag dreams are not for everyone.
Kelly, I knew it.
We're trying to get that trending for Kelly Raspberry.
Thank you.
Off the heels off of Jamie Foxx saying he had that dream when he was younger. He was living in Hollywood, ran across the street and hugged Denzel Washington.
He got checked.
Well, he got checked by Denzel.
Yes.
Got to see Wesley Snipes coming out of the Roxbury. And now those two dudes have been to his house for dinner parties.
And JC says, see, kids,
it can't happen.
Dream it, it can't happen.
You're part of the problem, JC.
Why am I part of the problem?
You're encouraging that nonsense.
If I wasn't encouraged when I was younger, I wouldn't have this job.
Right, but you actually went out and got a job. You didn't just go stand on a street corner and hope you're going to have dinner with Oprah one day.
Well, it's not like I'm telling kids, just dream it, and I'm saying you have to go work for it.
In their little minds.
Yeah, dreams aren't for everybody.
If you have a dream, work towards that dream, and maybe... just maybe it'll come true.
I'm so glad.
But you do need to put in some work.
I'm so glad Kelly Raspberry wasn't around when Martin Luther King was coming out.
Dreams, yeah, can you imagine Martin Luther King? I have a dream.
Dream.
No, you don't.
Dreams are for everybody, MLK.
No, you don't.
I love you.
That would have been great. We should remake the Martin Luther King speech and have Kelly in the audience.
Dreams are for everybody.
Technically, Dr. King. might I interject?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. By the way, if you want to text the show at any time, it's the same phone number you used to call the show. It's 800-543-3548. You're going to need that because we're going to call out some names for our Florida family flyaway. If you signed up at KidNation.com, you'll need that number to be the first one to call us back. That's coming up in about 14 minutes. We'll call those names. But at this time tomorrow, or tomorrow, Christian Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
He's Tony in 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
He had a nice little interview with Anna from Kid TV, and we'll get to hear that tomorrow morning.
His name is Tony.
Tony. He's kind of like he gives me Bruno Mars vibes. I don't know why he just... I call him the Bruno... No, he's just the way his swag and the way he talks, and just, he's cool. He's a little bit of a throwback on the show.
Okay.
But he's really cool.
Okay.
So we'll hear that interview, Anna and Tony, or Christian Navarro. And speaking of 13 Reasons Why, One Republic and Logic have a song. We were just talking about the soundtrack for the show. This one is called Start Again. Can I just come back to
from a distance now. Everything I do it, I've been going through it, but you never knew it cause I never showed you. You gave me the world, so I feel I owed you. I've been looking through the mirror, that's the old you. I'ma get it right now.
Logic is so good.
Yeah, I like that.
His album is awesome. 44 more is impossible to learn, by the way. It's up there.
So great, right?
He raps so dang fast. It's like rap god. Been trying. Have you been trying, Jenna? I know you were going to try to memorize 44 more.
No.
Not going to go for it?
No.
Stay in your lane,
you know? I know a couple of rap songs memorized, like Monster especially. I know Monster, but I can't sing that fast.
It's definitely an art. I mean...
Well, how do you do it?
Just take a deep breath.
I guess.
Did you ever get M&M's down?
Rap God? No. Yeah. I got like maybe a minute and a half of it, and then I realized there's like four more minutes. No, that's not going to happen. So I just listened to it now and bought my head.
Yeah.
That's as far as we go with it.
Make good workout songs.
That was actually one of the parts that I tried to remember.
I wonder, can they do that thing that some musicians do when they're inhaling as they're playing their instrument? Like, there's some type of breathing technique that they can do so that they never miss a beat.
I wonder,
do rappers, can they do that same thing? It's the same principle. You're blowing out while you're...
Well, that's what they say. They master their breathing. And once they master their breathing, that's when they become excellent.
And sometimes they put the breath as part of the verse, you know? Like, Eminem's done that before, and he'll be like...
You know what's coming.
Smart.
Imagine if you are the principal or you work at a school and you show up and it appears that a car has crashed through your wall.
Oh, no. The wall of the school?
Yeah.
Somebody's getting
clean through. There's a huge hole. There's a car in there. And
somebody's going to detention.
Yeah, so what you do is you call the cops because you don't want to get anywhere near that scene. You think there's going to be some evidence and they'll catch whoever crashed into this. So you stay away. You call the police. The police show up and they go, sir, this is paper. It's not a hole. And that is actually half a car. You have been pranked, which is exactly what happened in Wisconsin.
Oh.
It was a senior prank. These kids took a car. They bought an old car, cut it in half, put it up against the brick wall with a bunch of black construction tape paper taped to it, put bricks around it.
And it looked real.
And made it look so real that they called the cops. And normally the cops are not fans of senior pranks.
They were even like, wow, this was good.
This is good. Yeah, this is good.
The police said, well done, class of 2018. Well done. Because it looks so cool. It's in Cumberland, Wisconsin. And I'm thinking, my senior prank, we just put forks on the lawn. At the school, it was the dumbest prank ever. These guys went ham. Like, it was
Why would you do that?
Yeah,
exactly. I wasn't a part of it, but I showed up and there was forks all over the lawn.
I just had to go pick up all the forks.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so the principal and a couple of teachers picked up a bunch of forks from the lawn. That wasn't that cool.
You didn't do a prank, really.
I was actually the mastermind of mine. It was my idea. Yeah, it was my idea. And so my idea was to make like a chain gang, like a line of people, and we're going to all turn off the power in the school, two different buildings.
Yeah.
We had a lookout. So, okay, so we have like 40 people lined up. I'm actually, since it was my idea, I'm actually in the electrical room with all of the switches. It's my responsibility to actually cut the power as we have lookouts.
Uh-huh.
I get in the room, look at my watch, it's time to do it. I hit the first switch.
Boom.
That switch is the light switch in the room that I'm in. Now I can't see any more switches. Worst prank ever. I'm like, I can't see anything. So I'm just like, I can't do the prank now. Because I can't even see to turn the light back on. It's pitch black in the room. So,
Oh my god!
It was a fail. My idea and my fail. I see, I've been failing bits for a long time.
There you go, Big Al. My man.
It turned into a career.
Yeah, right.
Well, shout out to the kids at Cumberland High School for having that epic prank on their.
That was pretty good.
Well done. Well done. And maybe we'll do a little. What was your prank like later on?
All right. Okay.
Because they're obviously still going on. Those high school pranks. It's time for
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been married 6 years, and I adore my husband and our 8 kids.
Whoa. Well, how long have they been married?
6 years.
Wow, you've been busy.
I give everything to them. But this year, I really started focusing on my workouts since the last of my children started school and I stay home. I work out for health, to look good, and because I really love it now. It is something I do totally for myself. My husband thinks I should work out for him a little bit. Maybe 10 or 15% if he puts a number on it.
Oh, my goodness.
He gets to reap all the benefits of it.
Sure.
We have really fresh laundry.
Nice.
But I still think it's okay to work out just for me. He has also gone so far as to say, well, if you aren't working out for me, who are you working out for? What do you think?
Oh, silly.
Should I continue to work out for myself? Or should I try and change my thinking and start working out to look good for my husband, too?
Just tell him you're working out 15%
right.
for him.
Right.
What?
Right. And dude.
This is ridiculous. Just tell him.
And dude,
honey, these squats, these are for you, babe. Make it part of your foreplay.
I don't get it. It is for
this
him.
Silly.
I mean, he does get the benefit.
But they're arguing over a percentage of how much the workout is for
me.
So
ridiculous.
People, okay. This is a great fight.
People fight over the funniest, silliest thing.
Just tell him. Don't even make it 15. Say, baby, you know what? Today, 25% of my workout's for you.
Yeah.
There you go.
What harm
just
does
lie to us.
Do? Oh, my goodness.
I admit, I 100% work out for my wife. Because I just want her to say, damn. Just maybe one time.
That is not that's a lie.
It's not 100%.
Wow. You do not 100% work out for your wife.
It's because I want her to think I'm hot.
But it's not, no.
Yeah.
I think you'd also, if you were honest with yourself, you want to look good for everybody.
Well, if I was single, I would work out to find a mate. But I have a mate, so now I work out to keep that mate happy. You know what I mean?
But I don't. I that's fine. If that's what you believe. But I think it's not just 100%.
Agree with Kelly on that because
a lot of it's for you.
How you gonna tell me who I'm working out for?
I know, but a lot of it's for you. For your own personal
sense. Oh, of course, a little bit for me, yeah.
Okay, well then now you disagree with
just
me.
Say it.
Okay, fine.
Just say it.
70% for my wife.
70, now you went down from 100.
You know what, the more I think about it, yeah, of course, you want to look good. Yeah, okay.
All right.
You do want to look good for yourself as well.
Oh my God.
All right. But mostly for the wife.
This is like arguing with you, but now.
No, it's
now
worse.
You know how I feel.
I think it's worse.
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah, I feel you.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 3 years now. We have 2 children together. We always seem to have the same fight over and over about the way he talks to other women. I don't care if he has other friends that are female, but what bothers me is when I see he's calling them, or when I see them calling them beautiful or gorgeous, and tell him that if it was him, he would treat them like a princess.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know what? He rarely ever tells me these things, and he hides that he tells other women these things. I don't feel like he takes into consideration how it makes me feel when he talks to them that way. And when I bring it up, he always turns it into this outrageous fight with him telling me that I'm overreacting about it and that it's not that big of a deal. Am I wrong? Am I being paranoid? What should I do?
Well, you're not wrong. He shouldn't be flirting with other women.
Yeah,
you've expressed
wrong.
To him how you feel about it, and it ends up in a fight. So you're in this marriage to a man who is a flirt.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's the one you chose.
Yeah.
So you can either continue to argue about it or just accept, my husband is a huge, gross flirt, and that's what I've married. And, you know, yeah. It's not like this is suddenly a surprise to people. You know, you marry it.
Yeah.
And then you expect it to change.
Would it be out of bounds for her to, when he says that in front of a girl?
You I would treat tit
for
tat?
If it was me, I would treat you like a princess for her to say.
He don't treat me like a princess.
Would that be out of bounds?
Go ahead.
Just to fire that shot and let him know.
Him back, but she says he goes out of his way to do it when he's not around.
But
still, she knows about it.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes.
So he's full of crap.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't realize how much of. How bad we are.
How dumb we are.
We're kind of.
A man that overtly flirts with other women who's married, you're gross.
Yeah.
You're gross. That's a disgusting thing to do. It's okay to tell someone, you know, your hair looks really nice today.
Right.
Or somebody's checking you out at the grocery store or something to give a little compliment to somebody to make their day.
Right.
But to go over the line and say, if you were mine, I'd treat you like a princess. That's gross.
That's beautiful and gorgeous.
That's out of
bounds. And if you've expressed to him how you feel about it, it always ends up in a fight. He knows it hurts your feelings. Okay, that's what you married.
Yeah.
Sorry about you.
You know.
You got 2 kids together, so you're in this for the long haul, so you're going to be around each other for a while. They're really young. They're in their early 20s.
Hopefully some woman will check him and say, you're gross. Go say to your wife. I would hope some woman would stand up and say that.
So I wonder how would it work if she told him, you know what this guy said to me today? He said that, you know, and tell how
he told me he'd treat me like a princess if I wasn't married to you.
Yeah. I wonder would that have any effect.
I mean, then you get that tit for tat, and then where does it end?
It's petty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it's petty.
Well, you can call us for Petty Monday.
For Petty Monday.
If that happens.
It's a good thing.
It's tough out there in relationships.
Yep.
Love letters to Kelly.
I hope you can help Melinda out. She needs some encouragement, Kelly. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
There's a guy that I'm interested in. He is newly divorced with kids. I'm just not sure when the right time is to let him know that I am interested. I'm pretty sure he has an idea, but it just seems like everything is getting in the way. I'm just wondering, Kelly, if I should step back and let nature take its course, or should I take that extra step and actually ask him on a date? Melinda.
Well, newly divorced is, you know, it's dangerous territory. They got to get a lot out of their system right after a divorce.
Mm.
But if you want to invite him to coffee, I give you permission. I give you permission just to do that and see what happens. And based on his reaction, you'll know if he's the slightest bit interested in you.
Yeah, there you go.
At least your curiosity be satisfied, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But sometimes women do need to be a little bit more proactive. Men are, especially he's going to be new back into the dating scene. He doesn't really probably feel real confident right now to go out there and test his swagger. And, you know, so if you want to invite him to something kind of semi-casual, but just it's the two of you, you'll get a good gauge of how he's feeling. But you're in dangerous territory, you know, being the rebound.
You're very true.
Because when people have to get that out of their system, it takes about a good year or two to get that. And, you know, I need to feel sexy. I need to feel like people still want me, because he's probably feeling pretty low about his...
Yeah.
I mean, I did it. I had to go out and date a lot right after I got my divorce. I was so thrilled somebody still found me attractive. I was like, woohoo, this feels good. Let me do this some more. And you have to get that out of your system. So.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Men and women.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
But no hurt in asking. Nothing hurt.
No.
Nothing hurt in asking if you want to see if he wants to go join you for, you know.
Nothing beats a failure but a trial.
Did she say she works with him? Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, JC. Al, she still works with him? Yes. Yeah, just,
No, it does not say
no, she doesn't. Well, I was going to say, if you work together, you could say.
Lunch.
During lunch, you could say, hey, there's a new sub shop over here. You want to go try it for lunch or something just to see, and just put yourself in situations where it's just the two of you. Kind of semi-casual, but you can get a good read off of them that way.
Cool. Go for it, Melinda.
We got your three names for our Florida family flyaway after this next letter.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
After 3 years together, I recently broke up with my boyfriend. He left me no choice. Ooh. He's recently been partying and doing drugs every day.
Ooh.
The decision to leave still wasn't easy, and now I see him having fun with his friends, going out every night while I'm at home heartbroken.
Aww.
Why am I so upset over a person who doesn't seem to care at all about me now that it's over? I'm 28 and just feel like I'm too old to be this upset over a guy.
No, you're just at a tipping point for a woman age-wise. The end of your 20s is kind of rough. But once you hit those 30s, it's like a tipping point for women.
28, so hard for me.
It was hard. 27, 28, that was a big transition year for me.
All your friends are getting married, I guess.
I had to go into therapy a little bit. It was a big career change for me. It's when I got my job here. And, you know, it's just like you feel like I should have accomplished so much more.
Right.
You know, by my late 20s, you feel like it's over. I don't know why we put that in our heads. But then your 30s come along and you're great. But you're not wrong to miss. You miss having a relationship. He just happened to be it. But why would you want to be with a drug head partier
someone
at your age?
Someone's partying at his age.
At that age.
You made the right move. But you need to be heartbroken a little bit. And then somebody great's going to come along and you're going to have so much fun in your
30s. Yeah.
I think 28 so hard too, Kelly, because it was like when you have a job and that you're serious about, and some people still are doing this and they're just partying all the time, you have such a sense of FOMO, but you also want to work, but then you feel like you're missing out on things.
Yeah, your late 20s is
kind of that separation between friends. And
it's a huge time for a woman. I don't know about for men, because I can only do my female experience.
Oh, we're having fun all the time.
Yeah, we're partying.
That's nice.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Yeah,
we good.
Chilling like a brother.
Until you hit an age and you're like, oh, I guess I partied too much.
Right.
Now I'm a loser.
Right. That's true.
But we want you to be partying and chilling in Florida, Kid Nation. Did you sign up? At our website, kidnation.com, we're going to call out three names. First one in gets to win the Florida Family Flyaway. Kelly Raspberry, will you do the honors?
Yes. I'm going to probably butcher this last name, so I want you to pay attention to the third name I call, okay?
Okay.
The first name, Amy Holmes, Staria McLaughlin, Jaina Berthelot, or Berthelot. Jaina Berthelot, Staria McLaughlin, and Amy Holmes.
Those are your three names. First one in at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll win the trip, and if they don't call back within 10 minutes, we'll open it up for everyone, Kid Nation. And also, coming up next, we know our site is different.
Mm-hmm.
We had that black dress or the blue dress, black and gold. Remember that?
Right.
Well, now it's happening to our ears.
Oh.
We'll get into it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, every day at 7:20 Central, we call out three names. Where do we get those names? We get them from KidNation.com. That's where you sign up.
Yep.
And then we hook you up with a Florida Family Flyaway if you're the first one to call us back after we announce three names. And this morning's winner is you, Jaina Berthelot.
It's the name I butchered.
Yay.
Well.
Now, did we say it correctly?
Oh,
or is it Berthelot or Berthelot? Berthelot. Berthelot.
Oh, you got it right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Berthelot.
Exactly how it's spelled.
Have you birthed a lot?
Berthelot, yes.
You have? How many kids do you have?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
it's not really a lot, but I've, yes.
It's enough.
That's your share of birthing.
You birth us some. You birth us some. Well, congratulations, Jaina.
Thank you.
You are all set up to head on off to Florida. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you what you won.
I hope you've got three friends, because you are going to have a trip for four. I'm talking round trip for four to Panama City. That is where the Sheraton Bay Point Resort is located. And please, when you get to work today, Miss Berthelot, look that up. It is gorgeous. gorgeous. It is the only AAA four diamond rated golf and spa resort in Northwest Florida. Woo. We're also going to hook you up with an SUV. We're also going to hook you up for three nights at the Sheraton. And do you play golf by any chance?
I do not.
You do not. Well, you'll be happy to know that they have the only Nicholas Design course in Northwest Florida as well. Three pools, direct boat access to Shell Island, and it is nestled along the historic St. Andrews Bay.
Boom.
Thank you. Visit Florida.com.
Yay. All set up right there. So I'm figuring you're going to take your family. So you got two kids, right?
Yes, and my oldest one's graduating from high school. My youngest one's graduating from eighth grade.
Perfect. Oh, perfect little vacation for you guys.
Perfect celebration.
Yep.
Well, you guys have fun at the graduation and enjoy your trip. Okay, Jaina?
All right, we will. Thank y'all.
Thank you for listening and calling back. Fastest caller right there. Mm-hmm. Hold on first. We'll get you all set up. And now we got to get to this. You remember the dress, right?
Gold and white or black and blue?
Blue and, yeah, it was one of those. I forget the colors exactly, but some people saw blue and black and some people saw gold and white.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
People were getting in intense fights over this.
Right.
Well,
crazy.
This is the 2018 version of that, and it's an audio version. It's not your eyes playing a trick on you, it's your ears.
Before you tell us what we're supposed to hear, can you just play it and then we'll tell you what we hear?
Do you want to do that instead?
If you give us the choices, that's probably going to influence.
Absolutely. Because, I haven't heard the choices. Right. I haven't heard the clip.
Okay.
Perfect.
Somebody tried to send this to me, but when I gonna click to open it, it said, you're accepting cookies if you do this. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Now I'm
hearing this for the first time.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
So don't even tell me what I'm supposed to hear.
Not going to tell you what you're supposed to hear. I'm just going to play it, and then I'll go around the room, and you guys tell me what you think you heard.
Okay.
Here is the, because there's going to be three different clips. Here's the original clip.
Laurel.
Okay.
Big Al, what did you hear?
Laurel.
Kelly?
Laurel.
Jenna?
Exactly the same.
All right, let's move on and pitch it up a little bit.
Laurel.
Same.
Laurel.
You still hear Laurel.
Laurel.
And now let's go to the third one. This is pitched down.
Okay.
Yanny.
See, I heard Laurel.
You heard that one? You heard Laurel still?
But I don't know if it's because my brain already knows what it is.
Well, Yanny.
It's
Yanny.
I heard Yelly.
So they're saying on the news that it's you either hear Yanny or Laurel. And so when I heard this on the news this morning, I heard Yanny just as plain as day. Yanny.
Uh-huh.
Yanny. And then when I heard it here earlier before the show started, I heard Laurel.
Apparently it's about the pitch of it, the amount of bass or something. So it just depends on what device. If you're listening on your phone, you might hear it differently than if you're listening to your radio or through your TV.
Right.
Yeah, Trey, one of our producers, Trey, found that a person on Reddit proposed a theory. And he said different volumes will emphasize different bass frequencies, also known as the equal loudness contour. This makes a listener more likely to hear Laurel at a higher volume or Yanny at lower volumes. That's why when it pitched down, you heard something different. The video might actually contain both, but each listener's brain focuses on one or the other because they're so similar. One Twitter user tested out the theory, but many people still couldn't hear the difference. And again, I hear
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
You heard Yanny?
I heard Yanny right there.
Yanny.
Why is my brain playing tricks on
me? Yanny. I heard Yanny on the low.
Let me turn my headphones
on. Why do I hear Laurel?
Okay, do it again.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
You hear Yanny?
Yanny. Yanny.
Am I crazy?
No,
it's just what you hear.
Obviously not.
Trey, you went around the office?
Yeah, I took a little poll to see who thought what. And of the, let's see, 10 people we have here, 8 said Laurel, 2 said Yanny.
For the pitch down?
Just for the original clip.
We all heard Laurel up here.
The first thing that they heard was Yanny, only for 2 people.
Okay.
Original?
Laurel. Laurel.
We all hear Laurel.
Oh, hold on, play it again.
Laurel.
Okay.
And you guys hear Yanny for this one.
Yanny?
Well, I can't hear it, so I don't know what it says. I hear Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny. I hear
Yanny.
Yelly.
Yanny.
Like jelly with a
Why
Y.
Why is it so
Yelly.
Weird?
Is that an option? Yeah. I hear Yelly.
Sure, Yelly.
Because you think we're all playing a trick on you, don't you, JC?
Is this a trick?
No.
Because we're
is
getting
it?
Some
Is this one big, massive prank that everyone's playing on you?
On the text, JC, you're not crazy. I hear Laurel on all of them. Okay, so I'm not the only one.
Okay.
We're getting Yannies all over the place, too.
People are texting
we gotta get you checked out.
Yeah, we got to check your yanny.
That's weird. Well, maybe we can keep this going. If you heard something different, because it's time for Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation.
Well, now if you call your mate by a different name, you can say, no, I'm saying your name. You're hearing something different.
You're hearing it wrong.
Right.
I have too much bass in my voice.
Yelly.
Laurel.
Yelly.
It still says yelly?
No, yelly's not even an option, but that's what I hear.
Call us and tell us whatever's on your mind right now. If it's Laurel, if it's Yanny, or anything else you want to talk about.
Yeah,
number's 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is Whatever Wednesday, so if you have any questions for the show, maybe you missed something and you overheard us talk about whatever, and you're like, wait, what happened? You need to be caught up. We got you on that. Are there any news stories you heard of that you want to bring up that we haven't talked about? Literally anything you want to talk about, Kid Nation, this is the time to do it. It's Whatever Wednesday, and we'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can't win me you can whatever you like.
Yes, Kid Nation, you can talk about whatever you like during this break. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel. Which is what most people on the text are saying they hear.
Really?
Laurel. I've been going nuts in this room.
Why?
Trying to hear Yanny.
The point of this is that people hear two different things.
Trying to hear Yanny. My favorite text. You, I think they're talking about me. I hear Laurel. Me, an intellectual. I hear Laurel, too. Everybody in the room with you. I hear Yanny. I want to be part of the Yanny.
Yanny.
I don't know what it says because I haven't heard it.
We're telling you.
I haven't heard it. I want to hear it so bad.
Sorry, JC.
From the text, this one's for you, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, I just wanted to let you know that Katie Holmes had a dream that she was going to marry Tom Cruise.
Yep, had that poster on her wall, didn't
she? She sure did. And look,
I had Simon Le Bon's poster on my wall. You see me married to Simon Le Bon?
All morning long, Kelly's been the dream crusher.
Oh, hashtag dream.
Just because you dream doesn't mean
everybody.
It's going to happen. You got to be practical, too.
Yeah.
I'm not still holding out for Simon Le Bon.
But if you came around?
Well.
Oh,
no,
hey!
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
You get around, baby. And that, when we were talking about rappers like Logic and Eminem, yeah, and even Busta Rhymes, those guys that can rap super fast, it's called circular breathing.
Okay. So there is a technique.
There's a technique. Okay. It's called circular breathing, is what Kid Nation wanted us to know.
So even while they're rapping, they are inhaling as they
exhale.
That's
how they can keep it going.
Wow.
So I wonder if that's something we can learn. And how long would it take for us to learn how to do circular breathing?
You know, I have enough trouble just holding my breath trying to dog paddle.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I struggle just breathing regularly.
Yeah.
You know, I just got to concentrate on that and make sure I'm all good.
Yeah, let me get that straight.
Right. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Hi, Valerie.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up,
good
girl?
Morning.
What's up?
Good morning. What's your Whatever Wednesday for us?
First off, I love y'all. Y'all have me cracking up every single morning. My Whatever Wednesday, I work for an airline, and I just think it's hilarious how people I haven't talked to in years realize that I work in an airline, and then all of a sudden they have all these favors. And they're like, hey, can you hook me up? And I'm like, I haven't talked to you in about 6 years.
Want to get an upgrade or something? Is that what they're calling you for?
They want to fly for free, basically.
Drink coupons?
Yeah, drink coupons, buddy passes, can you get me a cheap ticket, all of that.
Please tell me you don't give in, right? You don't give it to those people?
Oh, nah, of course not.
No, okay, good.
Good, yeah.
But I was meaning to ask you, Valerie.
I got this trip coming up in July. Yeah, I was wondering if maybe you could hook a brother up.
No, I don't know about that. All no, right. I'm kidding.
All right, babe.
Valerie, have a wonderful day. And stop asking Valerie for free flights.
Yeah.
People that haven't talked to her in 6 years.
Drink coupons, buy your own drink.
You don't even know what she's been up to. That should be the question you ask.
Right. How you doing?
Yeah. How have you been, Valerie? I noticed that a couple years ago, so-and-so and blah, blah, blah happened. Mm-hmm. That way you let her know that I've been keeping up with you.
There you go.
None of that's happened.
And do that maybe 3 months in advance, then hit her up for a drink coupon.
Right. From the text, my fiance and I got in a huge fight over Laurel and Yanny. Yanny, whatever you guys hear. We had to turn off the sound after 5 minutes, and we slept in separate beds.
Wow. That's an intense fight.
Yeah. I can't wait to try this with my wife later and see if we get in a fight over it. Because you do. You get very, very into this thing. Jenna, what is the scariest book you've ever read? Ooh, do you like scary books or mostly movies?
I do. The scariest book I've ever read, I don't know, maybe Disturbing. The book we need to talk about, Kevin's really dark and good.
Yeah.
Then there's a book about the Zodiac Killer, someone trying to track down their dad because he thinks he's a Zodiac Killer. That was really good. I forget the title off the top of my head. And I love Helter Skelter. That's the book written by the prosecuting attorney in the Charles Manson case. It's an excellent book.
Helter Skelter.
Yeah. Those are three off the top of my head.
That's what they would write on the walls with the blood, right?
Right.
Was it in blood?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
It's weird. Weird times back then. Weird times. Melissa needs some advice from Kelly real quick. Okay. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
So you went on a date?
Yes. So I have been divorced for 8 months, and my family's like, you got to get out there. So my niece set up a Bumble account for me, this dating app. Hmm. And so I went on my first date ever after being divorced and married 13 years, and it was a disaster. So he looked like 10 years older than his pictures on this app, and he was convincing me on this very first date how I am absolutely the one for his long-term relationship. So Kelly, help me out on the dating scene. Well, I'm very new to it.
Okay, that's not hopefully going to be the thing that makes you not swipe again. I want you to keep trying because they're not all like that. You do get some randos, it's real random, and that was not my experience at all. I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
How, if you don't mind me asking, how old you are?
I'm 38.
What is your age range?
I think I have like from 36 to 45.
Okay.
All right.
That's good.
That's a pretty good age range. Yeah. I did 10 years younger, 10 years older, because it gave me such a huge... I mean, that's 20 years of guys, right?
I didn't really date
a lot towards the younger end, but it forced me, because I typically did tend to date younger.
Right.
By going 10 years older, it had me date outside my age range, and older men take it a little bit more seriously, and they're a little bit more charming, I found. I encouraged a girl to do that, and she has thanked me profusely for upping her age range. So maybe just bump it up a few more years, and you might get better quality dates. But don't give up.
And try that eHarmony.com.
Yeah.
/Big Al.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Big Al's got a deal there, too.
Make the switch over there.
Yeah.
Did you end up with an older man or a younger man, Kelly?
He's a couple years younger.
Yeah, see?
Hello, I'm Alan.
4 years younger.
Working it right. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck, babe.
Good luck. Hopefully you run into Al on the dating scene.
There you go.
Don't give up. It's fun. It gives you fun stories to tell.
Amen to that.
Hold on, we have a sixth grade question here. We got to go to it. We got to help out people in school.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Randa.
Hello.
So you're in sixth grade?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's your question?
My question is, so they abbreviate centimeters as cm.
Right.
But why don't they abbreviate pounds as pd instead of lb?
Thank you, Randa. That's what the LB.
Very, very question. Very
pounds.
Good
There's
question.
No L in pounds at all.
Jenna's Googling as we wait.
Or B.
LB is an abbreviation of the Latin word Libra, and the primary meaning of Libra was balance or scales, as in the astrological sign, but it also stood for the ancient Roman unit of measure, Libra Pondo, meaning a pound by weight.
There you go.
Nah, fam, I'm with you.
I'm going to say, how many Libra Pondos are you?
We should start the movement to change it to PDs.
But there you go. Now you have. I didn't know this, actually.
Look at that. Thanks.
I never even questioned it.
Randa, thank you for helping us learn something this morning.
Now you be knowing at school.
My brother, he wanted me to say shout out to JC for playing Fortnite.
Tell your brother, we'll link up later, man. We're down. Tell him to add me, okay?
And then I want to give a shout out to Kelly, because she has red hair like me.
There you go. No change your love.
There you go.
Thank you.
Randa, thank you for calling. You have
You're
a wonderful
welcome.
Day at school today, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye, girl.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation. Welcome back. Make sure you sign up for our Florida Family Flyaway at KidNation.com. We'll announce three more names tomorrow morning so that you can get all hooked up and travel, take your friends, or maybe take your family. It's up to you. It's your trip. From the text, you can text us anytime. By the way, Kid Nation, our phone number is 800-543-3548. Text reads, do you want me to only do an oil change, or I do the recommendation of 1,000 miles and it's going to be $135? I guess we'll just go ahead and take the oil change.
Huh?
What?
I think we get people that send us message is meant for someone else.
Oh, I'm like, and what so in that, the heck?
That seems like that seems like a very important text that that person needed to receive. So hopefully they're listening and they can get their oil changed.
Ah.
Because if you go unanswered, your car's probably going to break down.
Can we reply? We can reply, right?
Yeah.
Reply, new phone, who this?
Okay. We'll respond with that one. Yeah. And also from the text, the ongoing dream crusher.
Okay.
Kelly's been here all morning, but yeah. The hashtag dreams come true is not making a comeback. Kelly, my dream came true. I was in love with a TV show celebrity. Always wanted to be with him. One day I was driving for Uber. He got in my car. We exchanged numbers. He called me later on that night, invited me over to his hotel.
Hey now.
And you know what I said? I said yes.
All right then.
Now, I didn't become his girlfriend, but it was still a great night.
So you became a booty call. There you go. That's all you wanted. There you go.
Hashtag dreams do come true.
Maybe you're dreaming about a new job. You know, or maybe you're hiring people and you're dreaming about a quality employee.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go ahead and take those dreams over to ZipRecruiter.com because ZipRecruiter.com is the place that you can go that will post your job opening to over 100 job sites and on social media. And the very next morning, listen to me, HR people, the very next morning, you will have qualified candidates right in your email. And it does all the hard work for you. I've used them. I love them. I want to marry them. This is ZipRecruiter.com I'm talking about. 80% of the people, I just said that, in just one day. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire people. So the next time you're looking for employee or employees for your small or large company all across this great country of ours, please go to ZipRecruiter.com. In fact, try them out for free right now by going to ZipRecruiter.com/kid, K-I-D-D, ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD, the smartest way to hire people.
Thank you, Big Al.
Yes.
Now, we were doing the petty bit the other day. We had you calling in with your petty moments, and there was a text message that stood out that came in a little bit later after the show, but it was, I once got in a fight with a friend of mine, and I actually went on the Wikipedia page and changed it so that I would be right.
I love that. I saw that.
Went on Wikipedia and changed an entire page so that he would win the argument.
That's a man that's committed.
Very right well
there.
Done.
That's a man that's committed right there.
So then Justin saw this text and he got all excited about it because that got you into researching other fake things that have been put on Wikipedia.
Well, yes, because it reminded me of my teacher and she always taught us never to use Wikipedia as a source because you can go in and change
right.
all the information.
Yeah. It's often incorrect. When you use it for guest prep. Right.
Oh, yeah, right. Definitely. So you never want to, according to Wikipedia, this is what they said. So I thought it'd be interesting to check out all the biggest lies Wikipedia has had on their website.
Okay. All right.
And these are the ones that we actually know of, because there's some that are probably still out there. Huge lies and they haven't caught it yet.
Oh, yeah. And these have all been caught. So if I say it, it's probably been changed already.
All right.
Okay.
So Canada Dry, y'all know that play. Y'all know that company if
the
you
drink?
Want.
Good drink.
Yeah, yeah. Like for tonic water. Or soda water.
Of course.
Yeah. So Canada Dry is the carbonated water company, and its new face for it is Drake. The reason why is because Drake fired shots at Common on Rick Ross's Stay Scheming, and Common fired back calling the Toronto native Canada Dry because he's from Canada, and he called Drake Dry. So it didn't take long for someone to go to Wikipedia's page and change Canada Dry to Drake's face.
Oh.
My favorite one, I saw one when Drake, speaking of Drake, it was Drake versus Meek Mill, and they changed Meek Mill's Wikipedia to say he passed away on the day that Drake released the return.
Back to back.
Back to back.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It said Meek Mill was murdered by Drake via freestyle.
They also, not only for Meek Mill's death, but they also had Miley Cyrus's death, too.
What?
Yeah, I know. But they had to go in and change it.
Oh, okay. Mm.
All right. Did you know that David Beckham is not a successful British midfielder?
He's not?
I thought he was.
No. And if you checked on Wikipedia, you would know, because he's actually, in fact, a Chinese goalkeeper from the 18th century. That's what someone changed it to David Beckham's.
That's not even believable.
No, it's not. But the fact that you can go in there and change up something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I'm in, like, in fifth grade or sixth grade and I'm writing a paper about David Beckham and I see this, I'm probably going to use it.
Okay.
This he's Chinese.
Because it's on Wikipedia.
You got to believe it.
Believe
everything you read on the internet. did you know that room temperature is the most common term to denote a certain temperature onto why humans are gay?
Repeat what you just said.
Okay, that room temperature is a common term to denote a certain temperature to why humans are gay. I mean, to where humans are gay.
Huh. Room temperature is?
Yeah, room temperature. So the average room temperature is around like 70 to 71 degrees Fahrenheit.
Uh-huh.
And that's
that makes you gay?
For all humans, it's a comfortable temperature, and when everyone's comfortable, everyone's comfortable.
That makes no sense.
I don't get this.
No, I don't either.
I'm trying.
Comfortable with trying to
are
be
they
gay?
Talking about
bodies? No, it's just a lie that saying that room temperature is the temperature to tell where people are gay.
Oh, I thought it said if your body temperature is room temperature, then you're gay.
Then maybe, according to Wikipedia.
And if you're cold, you're willing to experiment?
Mm. I mean, I'm gayest around 76 degrees.
Gay.
Happiest, right?
Yes, I guess so.
Like happy?
Because it means happy, yeah.
That's my ideal temp, 76.
What if you're just thermostat curious?
Okay. You know, we could all be on a spectrum. Okay, so Wikipedia said pink eye is the viral and bacterial forms of conjunctivitis that are did I say that right?
Bacterial. Yeah.
Yes, bacterial of conjunctivitis that are contagious and were first discovered by Scottish doctors. It can be caused when having someone fart or spit.
Have you read this yet?
Yeah.
Where'd you find this stuff, Justin?
This is from Wikipedia.
Can you sum it up?
If someone fart and spit dookie all over your pillow, leaving major pink eye and smelly face stains on your pillow. So, next time you invite your girlfriend over, make sure you clean your pillowcase. Okay. Bye, fart head. That's what it said on Wikipedia.
Under pink eye.
Yes.
That was obviously someone who had a bone to pick with someone.
Is it easy to go on Wikipedia and change things? Is it?
Yes.
You don't need to log in or anything?
I don't know about a username or anything.
Have you ever done it?
Admit to doing that.
Has anybody ever done it in here?
No.
It's super easy.
No.
Trey, you have?
It's super. I will go to the my hometown's page,
yeah,
and I'll change the notable people and put my name on there.
Oh,
it gets deleted within minutes.
They delete it within minutes?
Oh, yeah.
They have Wikipedia
I'm
police.
Go to mine.
They have Wikipolis.
You know, my mom sent me once that my name was on my high school one, because not very many people have come out of there except for Adam Lambert, basically. And then recently, my name's gone now.
Oh, wow.
So whoever was kind enough to put it on there, thank you. And then somebody deemed me not good enough.
Who has the right to delete?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking if you need to come up with a login.
You can go in there and delete all the Wikipedia pages you want.
You can.
Somebody will go back and put it all back up. But you can just go and edit anything you want. You remember former Kid TV director guy Ryan?
Yeah.
We changed the Wikipedia page for the oldest NBA players. He was second oldest to play in the NBA. Took them a couple weeks to find that one.
Now, if we change it, like, let's go on Wikipedia's history of Earth. That took a long time to write, you know, because there's a lot of articles on it. If we deleted that, do they have to rewrite it?
Oh, there's backups places.
Yeah. Oh, they have backups?
Oh, yeah. They're in the cloud.
One time we deleted all of Kid Nation. We had backups of that.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
It was an accident.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Not to be confused with the time all the audio was deleted. There was no backup of that.
By another guy named Ryan.
Yeah.
All right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Should we change some Wikipedias today, Kid Nation?
No, I ain't got time.
I know. Some people have too much time. I'm busy.
Oh, it's just fun.
We do need to change ours, though, because when you Google Kid Craddock, JC's face shows up.
Why is that bad?
Well,
he's the cop.
Then they think he's the one that's
I'm not Kid Craddock.
Gone.
We should have Kid's picture as Kid Craddock, not me. Yeah, how do we change that?
A show photo.
I don't know.
Yeah, or a show photo would be good. Well, we don't know how to edit it.
Well, Trey does.
Yeah, obviously.
This is what they have about Play-Doh. So, do y'all know who Play-Doh is?
Play-Doh's
the stuff you play with, or the philosopher?
The philosopher.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. He's the first one to create an institute for higher learning. That's what he did. Mentored by Socrates and survived by Aristotle. But Wikipedia said that he's an ancient weatherman and surfer and writer of Cosmo Girls and founder of Punahou in ancient Florida. Did y'all know there was an ancient Florida?
No, I didn't.
There is.
Florida. All of Florida's ancient.
And it was the first institution of higher learning in the Western world.
I feel like I'm getting dumber listening to lies on Wikipedia.
Well, wait for this last line, Jenna. Plato is widely to be believed as a student of Barney the purple dinosaur and to be deeply influenced by his dog, Cutie.
How'd you feel about that last line, Jenna?
It was really, really less than average.
See?
It was really subpar.
No, I know, but
good.
But this is how easy it is to distort information on the internet. So the whole point is, ladies and gentlemen and children, don't believe everything that you read on the internet, and don't rely on Wikipedia as your source, because it's so easy.
But wait a minute. You got this on the internet, and you got it from Wikipedia.
No, I didn't get this from Wikipedia. I got this from an article on BuzzFeed.
Well, how do you know? That's okay. All right, we'll be back.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
What are you doing, Jenna?
Well, you gave me a measurement just now of something in common, and I'm measuring compared to my compared to my coffee cup.
Using your fingers?
Yeah, but usually, if you want to know inches, you know this, right?
No,
this,
what?
This is always how I measure. Okay, if you take your pointer finger and you go from the first knuckle to the middle knuckle, and so when you bend your finger, that little bend right there, that's about an inch on most people. So if you're trying to measure, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, so you're wondering what I'm doing. When you said the average something's 5.5 inches, I started measuring on my coffee cup, so I go like here.
The average what?
Something. Average something.
That was a study I found.
I just heard him saying something to himself, so I just started using that part of my finger so I could kind of look. He said, yeah, the
British Journal of Urology International came out with the average for dudes.
And how many? What'd you say?
5.2.
Oh, 5.2.
5.2.
So I was going down my coffee cup.
Yeah. Interesting, though. 15,000 men took part in this.
Man.
I mean, there could be one guy that could throw it off, though. But either way.
It's the average.
Yeah, so the
10 guys that bring it down.
Of course, yeah. So that's your average right there. So I thought it was
interesting. Average is great. Average is a wonderful size.
Yeah. Does this mean everybody's finger right there is the same size?
I don't know.
I
felt his heartbeat between my thighs. Yours is a little bigger.
It's just a guesstimate.
It's like a guesstimate. Yeah, if you just need to know approximately how many inches something is, it's just like when you know one foot in front of the other. I mean, people's shoe sizes are different, but usually that's how we would count yards.
And they measure the height of horses by hands, right?
I don't know about the horses.
Right, this hand.
I just learned the knuckle trick.
There's a wine called 14 Hands.
That's there is.
Yeah.
I'm already getting a telemarketer calling me right now.
Dude, I got a telemarketer text this morning.
They're texting you now?
Yes.
No
boundaries.
I don't
know what to do.
You blocked the number.
Well, I did. I block it, but then they just come back with another number. They just change a digit. I don't know. Yeah.
And then when you say, I want to opt out of this, the same message comes in the next day from a different number. So you're not opting out of anything.
You know what I've started doing when I get emails from people that I like don't want to respond to? I write back, unsubscribe. You know, like people I don't know that someone has given them my email address.
Yeah.
I write back, unsubscribe.
That's perfect.
I get so mad when people, I think it's a foul to give out someone's phone number.
Uh-huh.
Or without to give out someone's email address
without asking
for permission first. I think it's a foul. Hey, Kelly, is it okay? What's the best email for you to be contacted? Email's a little more permissible, but I don't like it, period. Ask me before you give out my phone number.
Yeah, the phone number I always ask. And it's hard because some friends put you in a bad spot.
Yeah.
And especially when they ask you to your face. If they text me, can you give me this person's phone number? That gives me a little second to, hey, do you mind if I get this person your phone number? I can text.
Right.
But when they ask you to your face, it's like,
let me ask them.
I really like you and I trust you and everything, but I've got to ask.
Yeah.
It's just my rule.
They should understand when you do that, though.
You hope.
Have you ever done where you subscribe to something and somebody texts you and you say, thank you for subscribing to Kitty Cats Daily? And then you start sending them pictures. And then
I've not ever said thank you for subscribing to Kitty Cats Daily. That's very specific.
But then you got to keep track of it every day until they finally hit unsubscribe, so, and then you know they won't hit you back.
That sounds like a lot of work for me.
Oh, it was a lot of work.
Where did you find your kitty cat photos?
Well, it wasn't kitty cats. It was worse than that. But but I found it on the internet, and I would send it to the person.
So much time.
I like to mess.
With telemarketers.
He likes to mess. I like to mess.
I like to play.
I like to mess with people.
5.5, huh?
Huh?
5.5.
Oh,
well, it's actually 5.2 because you brought it down, yeah.
Is that shocking to you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Oh, Al.
Yeah,
he keeps bringing it up, so I'll ask.
No. You don't have to ask.
Behind that jar.
Yeah. Maybe my fingers are too big.
What?
No, I'm just...
point of even bragging about it anyway?
There's no point.
Thank you. We can't control it. That's not a good thing necessarily.
No, I mean, you sit over there acting like this is, that you have nothing to do with it, first of all. And it's just, who cares?
That's true.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, you have nothing to do with it. It's just luck. Nothing. What's going on? What do you want to say, Al?
Nothing.
What are you trying to get us?
Are you trying to brag?
Are you bragging?
No.
Are you below average?
No.
Sad?
Yeah, I'm probably on the...
What?
On the, you know, lesser of the average.
Now he's being self-deprecating.
Are you trying to get...
Not?
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Like you said, I have nothing to do with it anyway.
Well, the point was, we had already moved on entirely from that conversation, and you brought it back up because you obviously want us to ask.
Do you want to show us? Is that what you wanted to say?
We all moved on.
Prove it. No. Is that what you wanted?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would say something. Kinsey and I saw yours.
Mine?
No, Al's.
Oh.
Huh?
But it like probably wasn't your finest moment.
In the sleeping bag
when we dumped ice in there.
Oh.
Duh.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.